Hello everybody, welcome to our latest Archers chat. So, fairly uneventful week in Umbridge this week, but we were introduced to a new character.
Before we carry on, if anyone's behind in the Archers, don't listen to this until you've caught up, because it's May the 1st today and we're going to give spoilers about this week's Archers. Okay, let's carry on then.
So, Rex. Who's Rex?
Rex Fairbrother is related to... Oh, his granddad used to be in it, whose name I can't remember. But Grace Fairbrother married Phil Archer and became Grace Archer and was Phil's first wife.
Okay.
But then they killed her off in a fire, and then so a few years later he married Jill, who was his second wife, who's obviously still there, still in it. But Rex, the Fairbrother, went away from Umbridge years and years ago, but Rex is there now because he's thinking, he and his brother Toby are thinking about setting up a small farm and farming geese.
Yeah, so the comedy value was the fact they'd be in competition with the Grundys regarding their turkeys. It's quite funny.
Yeah.
But Ed wants them to take his land off him, doesn't he? So he can do the hedge work for the estate and be paid rather than do it for gratis.
Yes.
So yeah, new character, new blood. Rex and his brother.
We yeah, although his brother wasn't in it, was no. He? It was just Rex.
The only Fairbrother I know is Neil Fairbrother, the former England all-rounder. But it's different.
Yeah, I don't think he was in the Archers.
No, sadly not. So, I had some... Well, we can't go without mentioning Rob. Because he was evil to Jess on the phone.
Yeah.
Absolutely vile. And he had the gall to say to Helen, oh, she was reasonable for a change, but she's coming around to it. And let's celebrate, darling. She's finally off her hands, sort of thing. And so, he's so vile. He's got to come unstuck at some point, hasn't he?
Oh, I hope so.
I believe that he's not the father, but he slept with her. So will he get his comeuppance or not? We'll see. He is vile, though. He's like a devil. And of course, Helen's taken in completely.
Yeah. And he said things to Jess, like, no one, who's going to believe the ravings of a mad woman?
Yeah, he's so vile. Really is. We've got some... interesting things with Ed. Ed's clearing the culverts and stuff out. And
I don't even know what a culvert is.
It's like a drainage ditchy thing.
Oh.
Made out of concrete, I think.
Oh.
And lots of stuff from the creation of Barrow Farm. Lots of debris and rubbish. So I think David's becoming suspicious. So I think it's going to be David versus the establishment.
The thing is, Ed was supposed to keep quiet about the ditches and things that he was doing for Charlie, but he was telling David about it.
So will Charlie break his legs or kneecap him? How far will Charlie go?
I don't think Charlie was in it, was he, this week?
He wasn't in it much.
He's mentioned, but I don't think he actually spoke anything.
Pip had this application, and maybe off, we'll see. She's filled it in. So yeah, fairly uneventful. No, we're left with this funny storyline, which is the Boudicca of Umbridge.
Oh yeah, Linda's really jealous about Jennifer being called the Boudicca of Umbridge.
Really jealous.
Yeah.
Which is quite a good little continuous storyline. I think it will come to a head because today we were introduced to this salmon that they're both going to bring to the wedding. A bizarre wedding, bringing your own food, but there we are. Anything else you want to add?
I don't see what's wrong with bringing your own food.
No?
No.
Okay.
If all the guests are told that beforehand, what's wrong with it?
I don't know, just one doesn't expect to do that. I mean, bring a bottle to a random house party, but... I'm unaccustomed to that custom.
Well, one is rather posh, isn't one?
Not at all.
Yes.
So, yeah, anything else you want to add?
Yeah. What?
What?
Some weird noises outside. What about Tony and Peggy on Wednesday?
Now, that was a nice little scene because we both know, we all know, Oliver, me, you and the world knows that Peggy and Tony haven't seen eye to eye. And I'm going to sneeze, so I could pause it or sneeze.
Sneeze.
What would happen first? Neither. I'm going to hold it in like a fat lad in a cake shop. So, yeah, she bought Tony this car that he'd wanted since he was a child, it seems.
Yeah, and he thought he was going to get it on Christmas.
And she didn't buy it for him.
Well, I think his dad sort of semi-promised it with a wink. But then they didn't have the money.
That's it.
Or something.
So she presented...
And the story was told, like, he told it sometime last year or the year before.
But it's a different version of Tony, so he would have forgotten.
Yeah. When there was all that hoo-ha about the will.
Well, there's a way. And the way to for the toy was Peggy scouring the internet and scouring shops, and she's found it. And it was a really nice, heartwarming scene when she presented Tony with this gift, and he opened it. Mum! Oh, Mum, you do care! You know, it's quite a sweet little scene.
Yeah. And especially because Peggy's a bit kind of... You know, Jill's sort of a really warm person.
Yeah, Peggy's a real matriarch.
Well, yeah, but she's kind of...
Cold.
Not... Yeah, she's different.
Apparently she's actually a zombie.
What?
Yeah. Flesh-eating zombies in Enbridge, she's the first.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's a nice little scene.
Yeah.
But really, pretty much uneventful, really. I mean, of course, Kenton and Jolene still in lots of debt.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot about that this week.
Jolene's going to go on the game to pay the debt.
I don't think so. No? I think you're just fantasising about Jolene now.
Go on, give us a bit of Jolene to play us out.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can.
Sorry, yeah, just to say thank you very much to Paul Hopkins, also known as
VI Podcasting.
Isn't he called Vivacasting too?
Yeah, Vipodcasting.
But what's his private thing?
That's his one.
I thought that was a channel.
No, Vip Advisors is the channel. VI Podcasting is his thing.
Okay, which stands for visually impaired?
Well, he says it stands for all different things. Very important, visually impaired, very interesting, take your pick kind of thing.
Okay.
And then podcasting, obviously.
Okay. Now, thank you for Paul. He sent us a...
Well, he did a public one.
Yes, he did. Arches. Yes, he did. And he enjoys...
And we enjoyed that.
He enjoys our stuff. And keep on promising this. This will turn into a more polished podcast. I'm working on it. Working on it. So if any of you enjoy it, just don't have to write an essay. We could. I'll mark it. Sorry.
What was that?
Just, you know, if you...
Is that a baby?
If anyone enjoys... if anyone enjoys this... If anyone enjoys this nonsense, just drop a comment and say we enjoyed... I'm talking. Just if anyone enjoys this nonsense, just drop me a comment and just say enjoy. We enjoy. I enjoy. It is enjoyed. Enjoyment is had.
We could do what Paul did and do it public.
You could do that.
Or
yeah, whatever.
Send us a message or
yeah.
Any means of communication. Really.
Because I'm intending to do this in a more professional way because it's quite fun. So, yeah. That's it for this week. We will return next week. If you have any questions, comments, queries, then postcard in the post. Do you remember that? People used to do postcards and telegrams. Not telegrams, the other one, faxes. Not so long ago, BBC. This is on a postcard to da-da-da-da. They'll fax us up, da-da-da-da.
Did they have some
faxes? Yeah, up until fairly recently.
I remember that. I remember the postcard.
No, I remember the faxes.
And it was used to be London W1A 1AA.
I think that's the Blue Peter one.
Well, it was like BBC in general because radio things.
But don't send us a fax or a postcard because we can braille it, I suppose.
Espresso. Yeah.
On that note.